This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile, and with me I have Dr. Kevin Johnson. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the program.
Hi, EJ. Thanks for having me.
Please tell us about yourself.
I'm an associate professor of oceanography and environmental science in the Department of Marine and Environmental Systems. I'm also a co-director of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute here at Florida Tech, co-director along with Dr. Robert Weaver and Dr. John Schenker.
So tell us about your background. Tell us how you came to arrive at Florida Tech.
When I was finishing up my PhD in Oregon in 1998, I was looking for my first postdoctoral experience, and I ended up landing a postdoc with the Smithsonian Marine Station in Fort Pierce, Florida. And that was my introduction to Florida. I'd never been here before, having grown up in California. So I was living in Vero Beach and going to my postdoctoral research job in Fort Pierce. Then when it came time to look for a permanent faculty position at a university somewhere, that made Florida Tech more viable for me. Having been from the West Coast, I wouldn't have thought of Florida as a place that I wanted to settle down, except for my postdoctoral experience with the Smithsonian. So I'd been introduced to Florida, liked it a lot, and so when I had an opportunity to come to Florida Tech, I jumped at it.
But Dr. Johnson, as I recall, you stated you received your undergraduate degree from Brigham Young University in Utah?
I did my undergraduate at Brigham Young University in Utah in zoology with a marine emphasis. I actually grew up in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say no water in Utah.
Well, so that's interesting. As an undergraduate at BYU, I was looking for my major. I'd always wanted to go into marine biology or oceanography or something like that. When I was 4 years old, I loved to watch those Jacques Cousteau specials.
Me too.
People who are over 40 years old remember these Jacques Cousteau specials that would come on Sunday.
Absolutely.
You know, this is before the cable channels had all their really cool ocean specials.
Oh, that was really cool, though. Yeah,
the Jacques Cousteau specials were it. I mean, there was nothing else like that. I loved those. I was four, and I told my mom that I didn't think that I'd ever get married because I didn't think I'd find a girl that would want to marry a marine biologist. I wasn't sure why I thought that. You know, I guess that because marine biologists travel the world in boats and things like
that's
that.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Right, yes. So I always wanted to do that. By the time I got to college, that was more in the back of my mind. I was thinking that probably wasn't a career. But I was traveling around BYU looking from department to department, looking for a major. And I found this brochure on marine biology. It turned out there was a professor there who would take the undergraduates to Coastal Marine Lab in Central California in Monterey Bay. It was a marine lab of Stanford University called Hopkins Marine Station. It's located at the end of Cannery Row of John Steinbeck fame, right next to the famous Monterey Bay Aquarium, in fact. He was taking undergraduates there, and I went and talked to him about it. As I talked to him, kind of the pathway for becoming a career marine biologist or oceanographer
opened up to you.
And I saw my way, a way that I could do this and make it work, and I jumped in, and I just never looked back and never had any doubts or regrets or second thoughts. I just went for it. And that's when it all started. And ironically, we're talking about, you know, marine biology in Utah. Ironically, I went with this professor to the California coast 2 months out of the year, and I ended up having a lot of hands-on, feet in the water experiences with him, probably more so than even if you're located on the coast. You know how when you live close to the beach and you never go?
You take it for granted.
Go for 2 months where it's dedicated and you're coming from Utah.
You go to the beach when family comes into town.
Right, right. But if you plan it out like that, you're there every day and you're maximizing the experience.
Dr. Johnson, what you've just described is the basic, most fundamental algorithm for success. Luck equals preparation plus opportunity. Dr. Johnson, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for participating in a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile.
Thank you.
This is EJ Castor. I hope you enjoy these Florida Tech faculty and staff profiles. I want to bring to your attention the amazing and talented faculty and staff that we have right here at Florida Tech. Thank you for supporting WFIT 89.5 FM, Melbourne, Florida.